Today's message, it's 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, there's trouble in a lot of relationships and
in all of them.
Yeah, people break up. So, you know, we've all experienced, being dumped before.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes some people handle it better than others.
True. In
New Orleans, there's a woman that didn't handle it very well. She was Michelle Jackson, 58. She was drinking.
That doesn't help anything.
Yeah. With her now ex-boyfriend, but is her boyfriend at the time, when he told her he wanted to see someone else.
Oh.
You know, that sounds kind of specific.
Yeah.
I don't want to see other people.
I have someone in mind.
Probably sat there sort of describing her to her. You know, it's like,
gosh, no girl wants to hear any of those things, or guy for that matter.
Yeah. And so the man ultimately went to sleep that night without incident. It's like, all right, you know, I got that off my chest. Feeling good. You know,
stuff was brewing.
Well, I'm gonna dream about the new girl I'm gonna be able to get now
that she said okay. Yeah, and so they so then they slept in the same room and everything.
I'm not really sure because she wasn't gonna do any sleeping apparently.
Well,
because
I was waiting for that.
Because she stewed about it and probably drank a little more.
And, again, not helping.
Yeah, and he awoke the next morning with an injured hand and a large cut on his head that was dripping blood.
That's how he woke up?
Yeah, maybe he must have drank a lot.
Did she roofie him first?
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah,
I don't get it.
The authorities got there, and Michelle Jackson, she left before they got there because she'd done what she wanted to do.
Right, but I'm like, did he wake up to her, like, smashing his head in, or... Mm. It doesn't word it like that.
No, it doesn't. But I think it's because she beat the crap out of him and he didn't wake up because she beat him that bad. Because here's what happened. She told a relative that she had beat him and thought she had killed him.
Oh, no.
With his prosthetic leg.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
Yeah. It's like,
so
look,
she didn't bother to call 911, or she did? I'm confused.
No, she didn't. He did whenever he woke up.
What jail
like,
is she rotting in right now?
Yeah, well, New Orleans. Somewhere with some people that, had too many beads and got stupid. Yeah. Only she just got stupid.
She got dumber.
Yeah. And she allegedly told police that she stabbed him. They said... Oh. Well, he wasn't
they can
stabbed.
Tell. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
by the way.
Yeah, it's like,
this isn't our first rodeo,
right,
sweetie.
And on top of it, it's like, you think
why
that would
leg
make it
over
better?
Here?
Yeah. And why would that make it better if you stabbed him as opposed to beating
him? He
didn't
use his own body part, I guess.
Yeah, right. So.
What a wackadoodle.
Oh, whether
she probably should just move to Florida.
She should. She's pretty close.
Fit
I mean, she's
right
down
in.
There in the South, and she could just scoot on over there because that's, I don't know. New Orleans has quite a few pretty wild.
They have their own.
Yeah. Yeah, they
their
do.
Own set of Floridians.
You know, pretty much there in New Orleans. And a lot of times it's not people from New Orleans. It's just people that show up
point.
There for the party.
All the rookies like
and,
us.
Yeah. So, the guy, I wonder if she knew that he had a prosthetic leg. Maybe she should have freaked out then, too. It's like, I pulled on his leg to pull him out of bed, and the leg came off. So I beat him over the head with it. Oh, all right.
That'll make it way better,
right,
by the way.
Because he didn't tell me that he had a prosthetic leg, and he wanted to see someone else. So, all right, well.
But I love how her age, it's not like she's 19 or something.
Yeah.
Like
it's
her first breakup.
Yeah. Maybe that's
really,
the thing.
Lady?
Maybe it was the last straw. She's like, look,
maybe.
I am 58 years old.
Everybody's
I am too old to be
person.
Dealing with this. I'll tell you that right
I
now.
I can foresee that being
yeah,
me.
So, well, I don't know. There's still hope,
I mean,
Jill.
Not doing that, just being crabby.
Oh, no. I'm totally down for seeing you do this. And
I'm
just
sure.
Promise me one thing. Whenever you do it, call me first.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
video chat.
I want. Yes. Yes. I mean, hey, do Facebook Live because I want to see this go down. So, all right, there you go.
Nice.
Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits is 102.7.